In Greece, people with disabilities are often heavily stigmatised. The BBC has gained access to one state-run care home where some disabled children are spending their lives behind bars.
In the day room, around 15 adults and children with learning disabilities, most of whom have been abandoned, just sit around rocking and staring at the walls. There's no one to engage with them. The only member of staff sits in the doorway looking bored, more of a guard than a carer.
So we're on the top floor of the care home, and in all the rooms are cages.
The director of the centre asked the nurse to unlock one of the cage doors. One of the girls, who looks far younger than her 9 years, jumps out. I'm told she's been living in this cage since she was two.
If you had more staff, would you need to keep the patients in these kinds of caged beds?
It is beyond discussion that we shouldn't have these kinds of beds. If we had more dedicated staff focused on the care of individual children, we could offer far more to these children. There are just two members of a staff on each floor housing around 25 children.
This is one of the best institutions in Greece. We have very challenging cases, and I believe it functions extremely well. And the proof of this is that many patients have outlived their average life expectancy.
But the government promised change, but 4 years on, the only change I can see is a lick of paint on the wooden bars to make the cages look more cheerful.
The only time anything is likely to change for these children is when they die. That's a harsh thing to say, but it's the truth. I feel rage, indignation and fear when I see children in cages. As a parent of a child with Down syndrome, I have no idea what might become of my son when I'm no longer around.
No, I don't want to visit that place again. I don't want to go there.
All care for disabled people in Greece has recently been transferred from the Ministry of Health to the Ministry of Labour and Social Welfare. I asked the General Secretary for Welfare when these children would be given proper care.
I can't give you an exact time for when those children will be transferred out of that institution, but we are in the process of discussing the subject at the ministry. As for the lack of staffing, this country is going through the worst economic crisis since the Second World War.